USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations has urged Afghanistan's neighbors to keep their borders open as the number of civilians fleeing the Taliban onslaught intensifies. Food shortages are dire. The World Food Program said it warned of a humanitarian catastrophe. On Friday, the Taliban seized the country's second-largest city, Kandahar, and Herat, the country's third-largest city. The United States is to send nearly 3,000 troops to Kabul Airport to evacuate a significant number of embassy staff on special flights. 9 Democrat House members are threatening to withhold their support for their party's must-pass budget resolution until Speaker Nancy Pelosi changes course and instead allows a vote on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure plan the Senate approved this week. The joint letter to Nancy Pelosi says, quote, "We will not consider voting for a budget resolution until the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act passes the House and is signed into law," end quote. USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is facing intense scrutiny for not putting in measures at the U.S.-Mexico border to curb the crisis. Republican Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona on Tuesday introduced articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary. They're accusing him of having presided over a reckless abandonment of border security since leading the DHS. Brandon Judd from the National Border Patrol Council tells Fox News the worst is yet to come.
As long as this administration continues to make border security a political issue, as long as they continue to talk about root causes that exist in other countries, instead of dealing with the root causes right here in the United States, we're going to continue to see these numbers rise. As long as we reward illegal activity, as long as we continue to release people into the United States under the catch and release program, we can expect these numbers to continue to rise, and that's why we're seeing it even in the brutal months where the heat is just absolutely staggering. We're going to continue to see this trend go up.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's open border policy is having a very negative effect at the U.S.-Mexico border. Nearly 200,000 illegal immigrants arrested at the southern border in July says it all. The highest monthly total since the beginning of the millennium. With calls for his impeachment growing louder, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went to the border Thursday.
First, let me start with the unaccompanied children. As I think all of you know, in the prior administration, Title 42 authority of the Centers for Disease Control was used to expel unaccompanied children regardless of their age. And that is a practice that we discontinued immediately in the Biden administration for humanitarian reasons, because in fact they are just children, some so very tender of age. These children are eligible to make a claim for asylum or to pursue special immigrant juvenile status in court proceedings under our laws. Transfer them to Health and Human Services for their care, custody, and control as quickly as possible to unite them with a parent or legal guardian here in the United States before they make their claim for asylum or their claim for special immigrant juvenile status.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.